Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's U.S. trip has focused world attention on his government's settlement policies. Well, today we'll be hearing of a lesser-known project changing the face of Jerusalem.
What I think is taking place here is a radical transformation of the nature of the whole of the public domain in the area surrounding the old city of Jerusalem, which is full of holy sites.
Daniel Seideman is a Jewish lawyer who founded an Israeli nonprofit, nonpartisan organization advocating for a stable Jerusalem for Arabs and Jews, which ensures the dignity and welfare of all its residents, safeguards their holy places, and their historical and cultural heritages. Well, while much world attention is being focused on expanding Jewish settlements into the Palestinian West Bank, Seideman is concerned about what he calls more subtle efforts to appropriate land in the old city of Jerusalem. It's dubbed the excavation project of the Holy Basin surrounding the old city, an area where tens of thousands of Palestinians live. Saturated with religious, historical, national, and cultural interests, the Holy Basin, Seideman says, is the most sensitive issue for the city. On a recent trip to Jerusalem, I asked him to share his concerns and what they may mean for Christians.
Over the past several years, virtually all of the most important religious, cultural, archaeological sites in this area have been turned over to exclusionary settler organizations with the trappings of a settler evangelical theme park.
What are the areas most affected, and what sort of media coverage is this getting?
The areas covered are principally Mount of Olives, Mount Zion, City of David, Silwan, all of which resonate with Jewish, Christian, and Muslim history. And that's the focus. This is, you need a thermal map. Not everything glows with the same intensity. Now, in terms of press coverage, to be honest, for a long time, we have sort of kept this out of the press. We've been trying to address it quietly because it is of such explosive potential. But it has been receiving attention, and we're trying to expose this in order to get friends of Israel to engage my government in order to put a stop to what we consider to be highly irresponsible actions.
You sound like you're saying that it could be a dangerous, explosive project.
If this continues, Jerusalem erupts, and it erupts in a way that will send tremors throughout the region and destabilize the region. This is not only a cultural issue, this is a regional and global security issue.
And how will this plan affect the Catholic Church and Christian sites here?
You know, there's no hostility towards the Church in these plans, but they don't exist. The Christian equity is not being factored in. And there's the real threat of the marginalization of Christian sites and institutions and communities in this area, as a Muslim as well. And I think that this is a threat to the integrity of those institutions.
Could we look at the Mount of Olives for a moment? Because that seems one of the areas that's most contentious.
Mm-hmm. There's settlement activity going on the Mount of Olives, a new settlement scheme nestled between the Lutheran World Federation and the home of the Nuncio. The Mount of Olives is indeed a holy site for Jews. It's the site of an ancient burial ground, which is of enormous importance to myself as a Jew. But it is also where Jesus wept. It is also Gethsemane. It is also Domus Pavit. And Jerusalem is Jerusalem in its ability to allow Jewish, Christian, and Muslim narratives to cohabit the same space simultaneously, and that is at risk now.
And also you mentioned the area of Silwan, the city of
Silwan
David.
Silwan is probably the major battlefield because that is biblical Jerusalem and has been targeted most intensively by the settler organizations, who are not only taken over homes, but the national parks and the archaeological sites and the ground underneath the Palestinian homes by means of tunneling. And that is literally a battlefield.
You mentioned the effects on the Christian community. What about on the Muslim community?
You know, it's easier in Israel to be hostile to the Muslim community. There's no factoring of the Muslim concerns here. It would be probably impossible to coordinate with this with the Muslim Waqf authorities, but there's been no attempt to do so. This is about sovereignty and expressing Israeli sovereignty, and the Islamic community is going to be a tolerated, marginalized minority under this scheme.
And what are you asking exactly from the Israeli government?
Stop. Take the matches away from the pyromaniacs. Do nothing without total transparency. Engage all of the stakeholders and protect the religious, cultural, and historical integrity of the city of Jerusalem.
Do you think that your plans will have any resonance with the Israeli population?
I believe so if they're articulated well, but I think that Friends of Israel need to engage both the Israeli government and the Israeli public and explain to the Israeli people their concerns. Because I think engaging Israel on the subject is not hostile to Israel. I think it's helping Israel do what's right.
If it does the wrong thing by not acknowledging sensitivities of other faith communities, Seideman says Israel can expect more violence, like the kind we've seen around the Jewish Temple Mount and Islam's holy mosque Al-Aqsa. And here, Seideman says, Christian faith leaders can play a powerful role.
Be our allies, as they are, to articulate to their communities, their churches, to the church establishments, and to the countries in which they operate, the concerns. The believers have a stake in the city of Jerusalem, and they should articulate their concerns in the appropriate places to get the churches and the governments to engage on this issue.
Can the Christian community here be a force for peace that has not been tapped yet?
100% yes. Not only the Christian community here. For too long, the discourse on Middle East peace has been dominated by a very large group of evangelical Zionists who are very extreme, and a small group of Israel bashers where Israel can do no right. That's not the overwhelming majority of the Christian community throughout the world, who are pro-Israel, pro-Palestine, pro-peace, and pro-Holy Land. And that is an untapped source of energy. And if there's going to be peace, we have to avail ourselves of the energies in these communities.
And finally, negotiations on a series of accords between the State of Israel and the Holy See have been on hold, standby, let's say, over more than 10 years now. What would you like to see as action on the part of the Holy See in trying to determine the outcome of this project?
Persist until there's agreement. You know, there's been a radical transformation in the relations between Jews and Christians in the last 50, 60 years. The issues are difficult issues, but we all have an interest in establishing and regularizing these relations. Keep at it until we succeed.
Seideman was speaking to me after a presentation of his findings on the Jerusalem Basin Project at a conference in the Old City. I caught the Franciscan Custos of the Holy Land, Gian Battista Pizzaballa, on the sidelines of that event and asked him to respond to some of the points Seideman raises.
Unfortunately, I'm very familiar with that project because we are, as Franciscans, that we have many properties here in Jerusalem, Old City, very hard pressure from the Israeli authorities in order to cooperate with them.
And what are your concerns for the Franciscan properties, but not just, also the ones of the Christian community, especially on the Mount of Olives?
We are in between. We need to develop and use the properties, housing projects, holy places, the new needs for pilgrims. We have properties close to the holy places, so we need to use them. At the same time, in order to use them to develop the property, we need permissions, authorizations that only the Israeli authorities can give. At the same time, we strongly want to defend and custody the actual character of Jerusalem, which is a universal character where the different religions live together peaceful, more or less peacefully, and where the Christian character is preserved also.
The person that we were listening to this morning, a Jewish lawyer who is speaking about this particular project, he's criticizing very strongly the activities of whom he sees as extremist settlers as promoting this particular plan and undermining the Christian presence here. What is your view about that?
I totally agree. Jerusalem cannot be only Jewish with some Christian and Muslim nuances, or Christian and neglecting the Jews, Muslim neglecting the others. Jerusalem always has been a city where Jews, Christians and Muslims live together. They had their holy places where the Christian character for our Christians is defined very well by the holy places and the Christian communities, and we have to defend and to custody this sort of status quo.
One of the plans for this new project consists also of 11 archaeological sites and tunneling underneath Palestinian homes. How will that affect the lives of Palestinians in that area?
Everything you want to do in Jerusalem will affect heavily the sensitiveness of all the inhabitants. You can just move a stone and all the city will change, will come out with screaming, with problems and so on. So every initiative, unilateral initiative, without the consent of the other sensitiveness, will create problems.
Why has no one, very few people outside of Israel and Palestine, why have so few people heard about this project?
This project is not a public project. The project that we discovered little by little by the gestures and the initiatives of the government, but no one knows in all the details this project. We understood that there is a project, a plan, but we don't know exactly how big and what is the content of this plan.
So obviously the Christians here in this land would like to have more transparency about this project.
Of course, absolutely.
What would you like to see Christians who are hearing this broadcast around the world, what would you like them to do to support the Christians here?
First of all, it is important for the Christian community and all the world to be present here. First of all, to come with the pilgrimages and show that this city belongs also spiritually to the Christians. Second, the Christians all over the world to make pressure to create a public to the public opinion to inform them about what is happening here.
Father Gian Battista Pizzaballa is Franciscan Custos of the Holy Sites in the Holy Land. And earlier we heard Daniel Seideman, Jerusalem lawyer and founder of the Israeli advocacy group Ir Amim.